Right now, it's time to go and find out what's happening with Tim Luke and Greg Strom. The Appraisal Guys, the Frickin' Fracker of Nick and Knack, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. You'll find them on the web, tqag.com, and you'll also find them on Robinhood Radio on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's the weather like in sunny Florida?
Oh, it's almost beautiful. 80. Yeah, it's really nice.
Well,
really nice.
Not so really nice up here today. But then again, it will be. So what's cooking down there with you two?
Well, let's see. Well, speaking of cooking, that's a good segue. I'm actually studying, as I told you in the past, that I'm going for my certification as a personal chef as well. So I'm studying diligently for my exam, which is going to be happening within the next 2 weeks. So
now let me ask you a question here, and that's a layperson question, and not to sound dumber. What do you have to? You have to be certified to be a personal chef, and what courses do you have to take to be certified in?
Well, there are personal chefs who are not certified, but to be a member of an organization, the biggest advantage of being a member is of the United States Professional or Personal Chefs Association is being able to say that you are a member of an organization that promotes all of the laws, all of the ethics, all of the it's your credibility is the word I was looking for.
And there's credibility and guidelines.
It's based on in my case, since I've been doing this for over 40, 45 years, but I'm a self-taught chef, self-taught home cook. I never went to culinary school, so my experience is self-taught, and it's from experience and working in the trenches, working in restaurants, and working with chefs all over the years, and working my way through the ranks. And I will just say this: never let anyone tell you that life experience does not have value.
Okay.
I had
enough experience to get me to the next level, which is the setting for a proctored test. The exam is probably going to be next week, and I just have to brush up on a lot of things that I've kind of forgotten over the years. And then after that, I'll have my certification, and that means my prices go up.
That's right. You go.
Right, but here's the big thing about being certified by an organization, and this is whether you are a chef or an appraiser, is that you're certified by that organization, that you have done your continuing education, that you are that you've studied, and that you've mastered certain techniques or are aware of certain rules, regulations, ways of doing things that satisfy that organization's certifications, so that you know that it isn't somebody that's just, oh yeah, I was a, well, in your case, Greg, just a personal chef, and do they really know about all of the food handling procedures and safety measures that go into it?
Well, you brought up something that's very important, and I don't want to, interrupt, it's important that I don't forget this, to mention this, and that is the continuing education. Just like any organization, continuing education is key to staying current and staying relevant.
And knowing what's going on in the marketplace.
You know, it's not enough just to get a certification or to become qualified in something. If you don't take it forward, the next, you know, you can be left behind. And taking the continuing education courses for appraisals, for fine arts, for furniture, whatever it is, or in my case, going to conferences, taking cooking classes, one-off cooking classes and workshops. These things keep us professional and current and relevant. So yeah. Even though I will become a certified chef, it's not enough to have that piece of paper. I need to actually put my money where my mouth is, and I have to take classes after this. I mean, real classes after this.
Well, but that's where it really begins, is when you get the certification. It's the same thing when I teach for the Certified Auctioneer Institute. When I do the classes there and I teach the third class, it's the graduating class, I say, congratulations, let me be the first to congratulate you and also the first to tell you, your work really begins now. Yes, you put in all this and you're going to graduate and be certified, but now you have to go out into the real world and continue your education, continue those leadership skills, continue to volunteer and to get out in the trenches and to help bring in new members and to also show the public that, yes, you want to go with people who are either certified or members of national organizations or even local organizations, because of all of the rules, regulations, the continuing education, the rules of ethics, competency, all of those things play into why you hire a professional.
I will tell you, all the years that I have been doing this, and there again, this has happened to me in the appraisal industry as well, but as a personal chef, over the years, there are certain techniques and certain facts that are, squirreled away in the back of my dusty little brain that you just put back there and you don't think you're ever going to use them again. Well, I'm here to tell you, and this comes up a lot in the appraisal industry as well for us. Things come up and we see things that we haven't seen for maybe 15, 20, 25 years, and now I have to dig through all of that. So you can never really underestimate what you're going to come up against. So I think it's really important. I've learned something at the ripe old age of 70 here. And that is that you're actually never really done learning.
I take example from
the Brandeis group here in South Florida, of which our friend Sonia got us involved. These ladies, one of them actually has just turned 91, and they're still to this day taking individual courses, continuing education courses, just to stay up on things.
It goes to anything though. I mean, I'm 66, going to be 67. And if I would have stopped learning back in my radio days, let's just say even 15 years ago, I'd be lost. And as long as you keep your mind active and that's what I was even suggesting. Why don't you go to culinary school for gosh sakes, just for the fun of it?
Well, I don't want to. I don't want this to sound braggadocious at all, but when I was working at a catering company, a high-end catering company in New York City, the owner of the company graduated from the French Culinary School with Jacques Pepin, who was my all-time favorite chef in New York City. And I said, I really, really wanted to go to culinary school, and I'd love to be able to go to the French Culinary if there's any way I could get in. She goes, no. She said, you don't need to go, because first of all, they're going to untrain you, and then retrain.
You have
everything you need. You just need to. And what she said to me, and this is a direct quote: you just need to stay current. That's those. And this was 30 years ago.
So, I've
thought about it, Marshall, but then again, I don't know. I just don't know what I would do with it other than just know it.
this is what we're doing instead, is that we're, when we go on vacations, we take, we find little places, like if we go to Napa and then we go and find a little cooking place or cooking demonstration with the master chef. When we go on vacation this year, we're doing several little cooking classes with the chefs for international cooking. So instead of one thing, you know, it's really just getting out there and doing it.
Well, well, next time you come up to Connecticut in Hillsdale, New York, Hillsdale Home Chef has part of the Hillsdale. They opened up a separate building and they have teaching kitchens and they do teaching and master chef classes. And they do
that. I would like to do.
Yeah. So the next time you're going to be up here, let me know in advance,
we'll have
and I'll see if there's anything scheduled and the treat will be on us.
Oh, that's great.
We'll send you
those are the type of classes that I enjoy taking, the like the baking class with a King Arthur Flour. They have a baking classes and there's also, I've actually heard of the place that you were talking about because a number of the personal chefs that are on that are on Facebook with me have talked about it.
Yeah.
It's just in passing, so I'm familiar with it, and that would be fantastic.
It's a great place. It's an unbelievable place. Well, now that we've done that, Tim, do you have anything to say?
Yes, actually, I do. And this ties into what we were talking about, is that you have to stay current, because there was a person that went through somebody's house in the UK, and they were looking at other things, but they noticed something that the family said, oh, no, we had somebody a long time ago who said they were an expert or knew what they were talking about tell us that's not really old. Well, it turned out it was a 17th century Chinese bronze that the person that was in the house said, no, this is really wonderful. It is. Yes, it is fantastic. And let's see if we'll take it to auction. It was estimated at around $80,000 to sell at auction. And it just sold a couple days ago. $4.9 million. So
wow.
It's very important that you stay relevant, and that's what
they kept tennis balls in. They kept tennis balls in.
Yeah. Well, because they didn't think it was worth anything, but it was a Chinese bronze, and it was the phoenix and the peony pattern of this vessel, and very, very interesting. And I think that's how it ties in to what Greg was talking about, is that we never stop learning, is that we are students of education. We're students constantly at being educated. And what we try to do as much as possible is keep our eye out for these things and what things are selling for, so that when we are walking into a house, it just gets stored back there. And Greg and I are pretty much the same about this, is that we remember the stuff a lot of times, is that we'll be, oh, yeah, remember that? Remember, oh, we sold something similar to that, wasn't that? Oh, yeah, that was several years ago, and this is what this sold for. So it's important, especially when we are going in for estate appraisals and walking through, and maybe we have a limited time. Speaking of, I'm flying to Montana tomorrow to do an estate appraisal, and I don't know what I'm walking into. They didn't tell me at all. So it's my Mission Impossible. I have to get through, and my flight back is on Friday at 1 o'clock. So within that time, I just have to get it all done. So
all right, well,
I think his flight on the way back is going to take longer than the amount of time he's going to be staying in Montana.
Probably.
Well, when you're in Montana, make sure you have some good beef, because if you can't get good beef in Montana, you can't get good beef.
Well, that's going to be a problem, because he's vegetarian.
I'm going to look for some good mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Make sure they're psychedelic then. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Might as well have psychedelic mushrooms if you're going to be in Montana and you can't eat meat. All right, guys, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay,
have a good week, Marshall.
Take care,
buddy.
Tim, Luke, and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This. You'll find them at tqag.com.